morning. I'm Commissioner J.T. Wilcox, Port of Tacoma Acting Audit Committee Chair, and I'm calling to order the Audit Committee meeting on Thursday, April 30th, 2026. Commissioner Kristen Ng is also present and filling in as the Acting Audit Committee Vice Chair. The time is now 10:04 a.m. First item is approval of minutes, and I call for approval of the October 2nd, 2025 meeting minutes. Does anyone have any changes? Hearing none, the minutes stand approved as presented. Before we begin, I'd like to introduce Eric Johnson, who is Executive Director at the Port of Tacoma, to say a few words. Eric?
Thank you, Commissioner Wilcox. Good morning, everybody. We're here today for our biennial audit review committee. I'm not going to make very many remarks except to comment that the auditors from both the SAO and Baker Tilly have been very professional, very thorough. As always, I've always instructed our staff to be completely transparent and cooperative, and as far as I know, they have been. The auditors keep open lines of communication to me throughout this process, inquiring as to whether there are any areas of concern that I would like them to focus on. Typically, there are not, although we have had a few minor ones. But I'll transition back over to you, except to give you a spoiler alert, the news is good this year. We have no findings or issues.
Okay, well, thank you for the preview, Eric. Mm-hmm. I would next like to introduce Don Kelly, who's Director of Accounting and also the Port Auditor. And Don will provide a brief interview of today's meeting and introduce our guest presenters.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good morning, everyone. And I guess Eric let the cat out of the bag. But we are here to summarize the 2025 financial statement and single audit, what we call a single audit, the grant audit, along with the state accountability audit of 2024. So we were here about 6 months ago as we were entering this process. Happy to report that we completed both of those on time and there were no findings, but obviously our distinguished presenters are going to want to give you more detail on that. So I believe our first presenter today is the State Auditor's Office, and we have Carolyn Seeberger and Chris Ruiz of the State Auditor's Office. So I can hand it off to Carolyn now.
Hello. I'm Carolyn with the State Auditor, Carolyn Seeberger of the State Auditor's Office. I'm actually here with Sandra Groshong and Chris Reeves. So I will go ahead and pass it and get it started with Sandra.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today. Are we ready to start our slides?
It looks like we are.
Awesome. Perfect. Excellent. Thank you. Yes, thank you for having us here today. We are here to share the results of the Port's most recent audit. I'm Sandra Groshong, and with me today are two members of my team that assisted in conducting your audit, Chris Ruiz and Carolyn Seeberger. And before we get started, it's important to note that the presentation we have for you today is an overall summary of our completed audit. And then to supplement this presentation, we also have a packet of information that you should have already received. And so everything that we're going to talk about today is also in your packet. So you will have that as well. With that, if we could flip to the next slide. One of the most important things about audits is their role to increase trust in government. Our audits are able to do this because the public trusts the State Auditor's Office as an independent organization that provides transparent examinations of the operations of state and local governments all around the state. Another important role of our audits is the ability to identify areas where efficiencies can be improved and you can be more effective in complying with requirements, state laws, your policies, and procedures, things like that. Audits can also tell you where things are already working really efficiently and effectively, and also give recommendations for how to make improvements with your operations. And our goal today is to make sure that you understand the results of your audit and to answer any questions that you might have. With that, I will pass to Carolyn, and she is going to start walk you through your results.
Thank you, Sandra. All right. So for the report, we conducted an accountability audit that covered the period of January 1st, 2024 through December 31st, 2024. And the purpose of the accountability audit is to ascertain whether the port complied with state laws, regulations, contracts, grant agreements, and its own policies and procedures. In addition to these audits, also look at whether, in general, the port has adequate controls to safeguard public funds. And then, as you can see under the heading results in brief, that you'll see that our audit found that the port's operations complied in all material respects with applicable state laws, regulations, and its own policies, and provided adequate controls over the safeguarding of public resources. And then, keeping with general auditing practices, we do not examine every transaction, activity, policy, internal control, or area, but as a result, there's no information is provided on the areas that we did not examine. And then we can go to the next slide. So in selecting the specific areas for further review, we conducted a number of planning procedures that incorporated reviewing the meeting minutes of the governing body for the period, analyzing trends in financial data, including payroll and vendor information. We conducted risk assessments with several key staff and elected body members and more procedures. We utilized a risk-based approach to select areas for further testing based on those planning procedures. Included on this slide, those are the areas that we identified for further testing in our audit. While we're prepared to discuss each area with you today, we have selected a few areas that we would like to highlight. One area that we audited was the accounts payable and specific to travel expenditures of the port staff and commissioners. And we audited that in accordance with the policies. And then another area that we audited was small and attractive assets. We audited for frequency of physical inventory counts based on port policy and verified selected assets from several departments by physically seeing the items in person while we were on site. And then we can go on to the next slide. All right, so there was the related audit work. We did a review of the independent CPA firm audit, and that period was January 1st, 2024 through December 31st, 2024. And the audit was financial and federal. A financial statement and federal grant audit was performed by Baker Tilly. And then we performed procedures to ensure that we could rely on the work of the external auditor and reference their audit in our work. We did not find anything about the quality of their work that caused any concern. There is no limitations restricted our analysis of the other audits, and we did not notice any instance of which material misstatement of the financial statements has or may have resulted from fraud or suspected fraud. Go on to the next slide. And then going along with the work of the other auditors, when a government requests SAO to accept an audit performed by a CPA firm in lieu of our own audit, and we agree, we will confirm this understanding in a notification letter. The current notification letter in place that is in effect, and then we will be in contact whenever that comes toward the end, as we have before, to establish a new agreement going forward. And it is important to review the work of others prior to our next regularly scheduled audit in order to allow time for us to address any concerns or if there's anything that may impact the financial statement audit or accountability audit. And then in order to facilitate this, there are a few items that we want to share. And it is our responsibility that the port, our understanding that the port plans to continue contracting with Baker Tilly. And then if that changes, please notify us so that way if there's another firm that has been selected. And then we also appreciate being notified when the audit has begun and the completion so that we can plan accordingly. And then we just want to put out the reminder that per auditing standards, as your primary auditor, it is customary to invite us to attend the key meetings held with the independent auditor, such as the exit conference like today, or a final report out of the audit to the governing body. Okay, is there any questions so far about the slides that I have shared? No? Okay, we can go on to the next slide. I just want to share a couple slides about the resources that we have. This one here is the resources from the center's resource library. There's many to choose from there, but we found these two to be particularly interest. So the first one that you can see is that our Essentials of Managing Federal Awards, which was created to help the state and local governments navigate the ins and outs of federal awards, which run the risk of not complying with requirements or mispending their awards. To help governments properly monitor and manage these awards, we've compiled this handbook divided into 6 practical sections. And then the other one you can see on this slide is the best practices for ACH electronic payments. And this was designed to compile the best practices that can help governments improve their ACH payment process, policies, and employee trainings. This also has information about establishing like a verification process and monitor for unauthorized payee account changes. And as you can see, there's a QR code on this slide. Feel free to go ahead and use that. And then if there's any other questions about that, I can assist. If not, I can go on to the next resource slide. Okay, great. And then in addition to the local government support team and the Center for Government Innovation, our special investigations team also provides resources and training to help strengthen controls and reduce fraud in your organization. And for this one, it's follow the money. So our office has investigated many losses of public funds that governments could have detected sooner if only someone had looked at the bank statements. So this resource and this one specifically is about, you know, how to follow the money to help work through getting to save, not having fraud and things like that. All right, and then if there's any other questions for me, I'll be glad to answer. If not, I will go ahead and pass this over to Chris Ruiz to wrap up our presentation today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you.
All right, closing remarks, almost that time. First, we are pleased to report that the cost of our engagement is expected to be within our estimate previously given to you at the entrance conference. We'd like to thank the port for its timely responses to audit requests, which allowed us our audit to progress efficiently and effectively and helped us remain within budget. In addition, we have included information in the port's next audit in our exit packet. Also in that packet, there's also estimates about cost estimates for your next budget as well for your audit. It's on page 2 of your exit packet. And our next audit will be over the period of January 1st, 2025 through December 31st, 2025. You can go to the next slide. All right. We expect the port's report to be published on our website in the next 1 to 2 weeks. If you have not already, you can sign up to receive emailed notifications on when reports are released, as well as other news articles, alerts, including those resources our office publishes. Please note that in the past, as a courtesy, this email included a link to the report on our website and also may have attached the final report as a PDF. We have changed this practice in our continuing effort to clearly communicate with you while following cybersecurity best practices by avoiding extra links and attachments. Our new correspondence will notify you when our reports are released and provide helpful instructions on how to locate your government's audit report on our website. In addition, we will also be sending you a customer service survey. We encourage you, as well as anyone else that participates in the audit, to complete this survey, as all feedback is helpful in improving our services and knowing how we can better meet your needs. Please feel free to forward the survey on to anyone you think might like to share feedback on our services. Next slide.
Chris, could you go back one slide? Before that, there you go, right there. You mentioned that our next accountability audit will be, you said January 25 through December 25, but this says December 26. Is this a one-year audit or a two-year audit?
That's an error. That should be 25.
Okay, thanks. We need to note that up for the, if we can make that correction, that'd be great, because thank you.
Yeah, we think good catch. Thank you. Should we send you an updated slide deck then?
I would say yes when we get done for the record. Okay. It's just so we've got the date right. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. We'll double check the exit packet too. It should be, make sure it's correct in there. So thank you for identifying that.
Okay, are there any other questions? If not,
yeah, thank you. That concludes our presentation. We just wanted to really thank everyone on your team for all of your help and assistance during the audit. You guys have been really great to work with. And Don, we worked really closely with you and your team. And thank you very much. And if you have any questions, you can reach out anytime. Or we're open for questions right now.
No, thank you very much. I really appreciate this partnership. I do consider it a partnership. And as Eric pointed out, the culture from the very top in this organization is compliance, accountability, transparency. So thank you to the leadership for building that culture into our team all across the fort for maintaining it. And Sandra, I'm so sorry I did not introduce you at the beginning. I believe Chris and Carolyn did the whole presentation last year, so I didn't assume you were going to be speaking. My apologies.
That's okay.
And so anyone else have questions about the accountability auditor for the state auditors? All right, well, Sandra, Carolyn, Chris, thank you so much for your time this morning. You're welcome to stay on, and I know you will. I'm going to shift over now. Olga Darlington is here representing Baker Tilly, who, as has been noted, we hired to do our financial statement audit. So, Olga, whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Don. Good morning, everyone. Great to be here with you. So we have a slide deck.
Just give us a second. Yeah, to get that other one up. Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay. I'll just get started. We completed the annual financial audit of the Port of Tacoma. So if we go to the next slide and the next slide, the scope of services that we were engaged to perform is the audit of the annual comprehensive financial report of the Port of Tacoma for the year ended December 31, 2025. So just covering the entirety of 2025. The annual financial statements include the enterprise fund, which is operations of the port itself, as well as a post-employment healthcare benefits trust fund. As a fiduciary fund of the port. The audit we conducted was under the government auditing standards. So in addition to the financial audit, we were engaged to perform a compliance audit, or more commonly referred to as a single audit, over the expenditures of federal awards that the port received during 2025. The annual comprehensive financial report, in addition to the financial statements themselves, also includes management's discussion and analysis and some additional schedules that follow the footnotes to the financial statements. And those schedules relate to presentation of additional information for post-employment healthcare benefits and a pension plan. That information is included in a report, and we perform limited procedures over that information, making sure that it is consistent with presentation in the financial statements themselves. So next slide. As Eric said earlier, based on the audit that we conducted, we issued a number of reports, and all in all, it's very, very good news. So the first report is the unmodified opinion on the financial statements of the port. Unmodified opinion means it's a clean opinion. The financial statements are presented materially correct in accordance with applicable generally accepted accounting pronouncements, which is GASB standards, reporting standards for the port. We also issued a report on internal control over financial reporting and compliance, which contained no findings of any kind. So good news there as well. Based on our compliance audit, we issued a report on compliance with requirements that could have direct material effect on a major federal program and internal control over those compliance requirements. Also a clean report. No, this one did not contain any internal control findings or any non-compliance noted in there as well. Once we complete our audit, we also perform a small agreed upon procedures engagement, verifying some financial information for the purposes of compliance with the Department of Ecology, Washington State Department of Ecology, and the EPA agreements. So there's a couple of reports that we issue that go to those agencies as well once we complete our audit. So once again, all of the reports presented here are all clean reports, all good news for the port for 2025 financial results. Next slide. I always like to highlight what it is that we do during the audit. And as a reminder, in comparison to what the state auditor's office just presented, our audit is just on the financial results of the port. As part of the audit, we do evaluate the internal control environment that contributes to the accurate financial reporting. And for the port, we do rely on a number of internal controls in order to design our audit procedures, our audit approach. So the internal controls we particularly evaluate very closely is the capital assets and the project management or CIP program oversight, cash receipts, cash disbursements, payroll investment, and treasury activities, as well as overall general computer controls and IT systems. Another area that we scrutinize pretty closely during the audit is management's estimates, because those balances we are not able to test by confirmations with third parties or evaluation of documents or agreements. So we evaluate management's assumptions in how those estimates are determined, the methodology, the inputs and assumptions to make sure those are reasonable for the balances that are recorded. Of course, we evaluate significant capital projects that were significant dollar amounts were spent in the fiscal year under audit. This past year, we selected a number of capital projects to test, but the largest one probably was the Maritime Center, of course. So we spent quite a bit of time testing cost additions into that CIP project. We evaluate the income and transactions in general, all transactions with the Northwest Seaport Alliance, given that it is a related entity and a joint venture from which the port receives or records revenue during a year. So we evaluate those transactions closely, and then we'll look at the net position classification categories, establishing if there is any restricted, unrestricted balances, and those invested in capital assets. I have to say that overall, the financial position of the port, based on the results of the last year, is strong. The change in net position for 2025, or net income, if you will, is about in excess of $124 million. A big component of it is the increased income from the net Northwest Seaport Alliance for the last year, but overall the port is in good financial position with applicable reserves needed for any restricted balances that are required. Next slide. Another area of emphasis, of course, is the revenue recognition. That's a general audit risk for every audit that we do, ensuring that revenue is recorded accurately and in a correct period. We do apply a combination of tests of details, such as confirmations with third parties, as well as analytical procedures using operational and management data, such as number of lifts, square footage of space leased, and things of that nature to perform our testing. Fiduciary activities over the post-employment healthcare benefit trust. It is a frozen plan, so there's not a lot of activity, no contributions going into the plan, just really more of a ensuring the investments are in place to cover the benefits that are established, that will become due, that are established in actuarial evaluation that's received, as well as any benefits that are actually paid out during a year. And as I mentioned, there is a single audit we performed over federal grant awards. Total federal awards spent by the port during fiscal year 25 were just a little of over 1.5 million. We determined one program to be the major program that met the requirement for being tested, and that's the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Railroad Administration, Consolidated Rail Infrastructure and Safety Improvement Program in the amount of $1.2 million. And as I mentioned, no findings in our audit over that compliance audit as well. So in the next few slides, I just have some required communications that we are required to provide to you by our auditing standards, because we do consider that information to be important in order for the audit committee to carry out their fiduciary responsibilities. As I already mentioned, our responsibility under the audit of the financial statements is to really remain independent of the port, is to plan and perform an audit independently with appropriate oversight in accordance with the applicable auditing standards. And in our case, of course, those were auditing standards and government auditing standards that we followed. Next slide. We're also required to bring to your attention any findings that we identified during the audit, which I just kind of mentioned. Some of them will be in our reports and some of them will be just in that presentation, and express our opinion based on our audit. Next slide. Significant accounting policies. It's important for us to evaluate significant accounting policies that are used to prepare the financial statements to ensure that they're consistent from year to year and appropriately applied. So we do evaluate those every year. We don't anticipate any changes to those unless new accounting pronouncements are applicable for a particular year. This year, the one new GASB was implemented, and it's a GASB standard 102, certain risk disclosures, did not have a significant impact on the policies or disclosures of the port. It was just a footnote disclosure. The remaining or all other accounting policies were consistent with prior years, so no big change there. Significant unusual transactions, not a lot there. I think one of the bigger areas that we do evaluate as part of our audit is the environmental remediation liability, and that's where we did spend quite a bit of time analyzing the management's assumptions and new information that was received for recording the remediation liability this past year, but I wouldn't call it significant or unusual. It's just a significant, and we did spend quite a bit of time evaluating those assumptions. Next slide. Okay. No significant difficulties, or I should say no difficulties at all in performing the audit. We received full cooperation from management at all levels. As Eric mentioned earlier, we do meet with the executive team as well as with individuals in finance and outside of finance. And everybody was very responsive to our inquiries, questions, and requests for supporting information. So no difficulties, no disagreements with management on application of any of the accounting standards or how the financial report should be presented. So all in all, a very smooth audit. Next slide. Did not have any other findings or anything else to alert you to from our audit. We don't design our audit procedures to identify instances of non-compliance or fraud, but if we do become aware of those during the audit, we would bring them to you. And I'm pleased to report we didn't come across anything that would be a red flag requiring communication to you today. No unusual circumstances that affected our report. As I mentioned, our report is on a modified opinion. That's a clean opinion. Next slide. Okay. One area we do have to communicate to is whether we identified any audit adjustments that were corrected or recorded to the information that was presented to us by management, or if there's any still uncorrected misstatements still in the financial statements. And I'm pleased to report no uncorrected misstatements. So we didn't identify anything that management didn't want to or didn't consider material for recording. One audit adjustment that we did identify in a process of testing environmental remediation liability, it was in the amount of $2.4 million that was every reduction of the liability for costs that were recorded. So just that one entry that was corrected. So the financial statements, as I mentioned earlier, are materially correct. Next slide. Okay, not going to go into a lot of detail into new accounting standards, but this is a list of known accounting standards that will become effective in the next couple of years that we'll be working with management on implementation, but nothing significant at this point. And that concludes my presentation. I think I have our service team. This is our service leadership team. With myself as a principal on engagement, Ashley Austin being our QC reviewer, Dan Roberts, our lead senior manager, who him and Jonathan were involved in the audit and day-to-day working with Don and Brian and the team at the port. So that concludes my presentation with one big thank you to the team at the port. As I mentioned earlier, we didn't have any difficulties in performing the audit. We really started the audit according to our plan and on time. When we planned, all of our follow-up questions were answered very quickly. So all in all, we met the timeline that we had set out for completing the audit, which was pretty tight, but overall, very good. Very clean, smooth audit for 2025.
Thank you very much, Olga. Does anyone have questions for Olga or about the financial statement or grant audit? Okay, don't see any. So I would just like to close with an acknowledgement. Thank you again to both State Auditor Office and Baker Tilly for their great work and partnership with us. These audits are extremely important as they help us to be the best stewards of the public resource that we can and to remain compliant with all statutes, policies, and other rules. So we thank them very, very much. I'd like to acknowledge my team. This is a tremendous amount of work that's done every year. If you're not in the accounting or auditing world, you can't know how much effort this is, but it's a tremendous amount of work. My team puts in lots of long hours. They do a great job. And they do a great job throughout the year in addition. So specifically, I'd like to call out Brian Lee and Ashley Novinger, who were the key managers who really support the audit during the first quarter, but the whole team. And with that, looking ahead, or the committee members, we'll be back in about 6 months, and we'll introduce the next year's financial statement and accountability audit. You probably noted Olga mentioned an accounting standard that's going to be implemented this year. It's a reporting standard. It's going to somewhat potentially significantly change where financial statements will look, at least how they're categorized. So I would anticipate when we get back together around the October timeframe, we may have a presentation for you to show you what that will look like and just in advance of the changes coming next year. Other than that, I have nothing else for you this time. So that concludes the presentations we have. Back to you, Commissioner.
Well, thank you very much, Don. And on behalf of the commission, I would like to just express appreciation for the hard and high quality work that you've done and your team has done. And also to Eric Johnson, who has set the tone that results in such a good audit. Are there any final comments? First, Commissioner Ang.
Oh, I just wanted to echo your comments, Commissioner Wilcox, with regards to the team, making sure that that we are steady, compliant, because that is actually what makes a difference. I think we can always do the visionary, the policy, but without this, we don't run. So I'm very thankful for the work that this team has done and for the auditor's office and Baker Tilly. So thank you so much. And for Eric, keeping us clean.
Thank you, Commissioner. Executive Director Eric Johnson, do you have any comments that you'd like to share?
Only in closing, these endeavors require three different teams to work together very, very closely on an extremely complex set of issues. And when they all work together like this, it's just makes my life so much easier. And I really appreciate all three teams, our team led by Don, Baker Tilly, and the State Auditor's Office. This doesn't happen by accident. This happens with a lot of hard work, and that's very, very much appreciated. So I just want to close with that.
Thank you, Eric. And I would like to add, as a recovering CFO myself, I very much appreciate being a new commissioner and coming in at a moment of a clean audit. That's exactly how you want things when you are new, and really increases my confidence in the organization that I am just now beginning to become familiar with. There's one other thing I'd like to say for people that might be interested in this, who have a business background like I do. I was asking Don yesterday, isn't it odd to have to be both the director of accounting and the auditor? And he explained that is an artifact of the legislation that governs us. And assured me that, as everyone saw today, we have an independent auditing function that is something that should give us all comfort. This is not an in-house project. This is a highly respected process that's gone on around the state. And knowing the state auditor personally, I feel really good about our staff being able to have such good results upon her staff's audit. Are there any other final updates? Okay, thank you very much. With no further business before the committee, we will adjourn. The time is now 10:41 a.m.